Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. Today is Monday, December 6th. Hello, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Lilith.
That's Lilith.
Hi.
And wow, it's been a while since we've been here. I said in the intro the daily podcast, but you in an earlier take that I just deleted because I was feeling self-conscious.
I was really feeling myself.
You were on, but I was feeling off, and I needed a redo. This already feels better, mostly because it's me. It's just me talking.
Mostly because it's the Ryan show right now. So,
but what did you call it?
The Maybe Sometimes Always Never podcast.
That's pretty good. Yeah. The Maybe Sometimes Always Never podcast. If you are just joining us, welcome. But also, why? Why are you doing that to yourself?
I feel like surely there's still people out there who are just discovering The Irishman, and they finish watching it after 6 hours, however long it is, and they're like, I want to know more.
I have to know more. Surely this podcast that's been in existence for over 2 years that is covering it 1 minute at a time is exactly what I need.
It's the deep dive everyone was looking for.
Sure. Actually, I've thought a lot about it. So, okay, actually, let me go back for a second. If you are just joining us, or I guess I'll just catch everyone up. We moved into a house in like May, and our last episode was like 2 weeks before we moved. I just checked. It was April 30th. And then, goodness gracious, it was just really hard to pick this back up. every weekend, I look at you on Sunday.
Every weekend, I was threatened into a good time.
No, come on.
Do you want to record The Irishman?
Yeah. It basically boiled down to every
but that was a threat.
So I know you took it as a threat. I didn't mean it as a threat. No, because all I ever did was I sat there on a Sunday afternoon and I would look over at you from my phone and go, so, Irishman? And you would ham and haw, and then you go, maybe. And then you wouldn't want to do it, and then I would also then not want to do it. And also, I just don't... I tweeted something like this earlier, but more people ask me about this project and like the status of the project and how it's going than anything I've ever worked on. And it's the one project I like doing the absolute least.
They're probably just doing like welfare checks. Like how involved you are with The Irishman at any given time is a good way of gauging your mental health.
Yeah, this is good proof of life, right? Yeah. That we're doing this again. No, but if anything, I don't know, life just felt really good and full, and I felt like I didn't need to put myself out there like in a podcast every week, but there was that gnawing like sense of knowing it was incomplete, that it was yet another project that I started and asked for people's like time investment on and then abandoned. Not even halfway through, by the way, not even halfway through the movie.
I was about to say, I know I'm sitting here physically and I guess kind of mentally, but I also have no idea how far we are into this movie.
We're 1 hour and 34 minutes into this movie. So we still have almost two full hours to go of this movie.
I hear you.
you hear me, but it's hard to process, right? So it really just felt like if I don't at least finish this dumb, stupid idea. Like, here's the thing I also realized. We don't actually have to talk about the movie. As long as we watch the 60 seconds, we can immediately move on to something else. And we should feel free to do so from now on. Like, I think I was forcing the podcast to be about the movie so much. And I am beyond bored, by the way, with this movie. It certainly does not help that I've been watching it since January of 2019. Know almost nothing about the subject matter. And have watched it in basically what must be a nightmare scenario for any director.
You're making eye contact with me as you say this, but I know you're just trying to convince yourself.
Yeah, no, but I'm not trying to convince myself of anything. I think I've had a realization, and that is you got to just do the thing.
Sure.
Like we don't have to make this podcast about The Irishman. We could just watch it and then go on to the next thing.
Should we just experiment this time and go in absolutely blind, not even recap what we've been looking at?
Very briefly,
Very
briefly, I will say I considered a lot of different ways to bring this back. I considered starting the movie from the beginning.
I will leave you. I will Irish goodbye you.
I considered doing one episode where I watched the movie from the beginning up to this moment in one sitting, which would have already felt like a full movie because it's an hour and 34 minutes. But then I thought the thing in the truest spirit of the project would be to just pick it up, because we have had hiatuses before.
Yeah.
Not
like this, but...
length, but we, you know, things came up. It was a pandemic and, you know, we would get busy or bummed out or whatever and not want to do it. We have not had a thing like this. But every time we did, we just picked it up from where we started, regardless of where we knew where we were or not. And I feel like we should continue in that spirit.
Listen, you're just lucky I'm between shows right now. So, listeners, if anyone has any television recommendations for me, I'm all ears.
You have watched pretty much everything. Maybe we'll save some of that for later in the week. But for right now, should we just do this now?
Let's do it.
Oh, I forgot to... I had a little treat. Oh, you know what? This is going to lose all of its impact. I'll save it for tomorrow. How about that? Give the people a little teaser.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't even know what the surprise is.
You don't know what it is. I just made it before you came up here on my computer. I can't wait to play it for you. Anyway, if you are curious as to what that is, I guess you'll have to tune in tomorrow. But for right now, we're at an hour and 34 minutes into the movie. And what do we even remember about the movie? I feel like we should spend way less time doing these recaps too, but because it's been so long.
Here, let's do it this way. I say Irishman, and what's the first thing that comes to mind? One sentence, Ryan.
Okay. The first thing that comes to my mind is he's in the old folks' home.
This
is like a Russian doll of a story. We start with him in the nursing home, and then he's going back to a road trip, and he's talking about his relationship with Joe Pesci. He's on a road trip with Joe Pesci, and then he goes back even farther, and he's now talking about his gangster career and Jimmy Hoffa. He's working for Jimmy Hoffa. Oh, there's something about a guy named Fitz.
Sure, there's a trial. Kennedy's dead. Teamsters. Rock and roll.
Sure, yeah. You know what? Let's just rock and roll. It's an hour and 34. This dude is getting currently shot up. His car gets shot up in his driveway. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Something vaguely?
Vaguely.
Okay. I'm going to start the next minute right now.
If your heart aches, seems to hang around. Fitz got the message.
I don't even remember. Oh, wait, is this... I remember a Jason Schwartzman or a Jason Schwartzman lookalike. I can't remember if we determined it was actually him or not. This guy with the hair here.
Thank you for coming around.
No, that's not.
I was going to say, that does not look like Jason Schwartzman.
Well, it's been months since I've seen this movie. I don't know. I don't remember who's in it. Oh, I know Anna Paquin's in it. We saw an Anna Paquin watch. We got some poker.
Ugh, I want to be at the beach.
Other arm, please. Can I give him my bag? No, sir.
So they're, who is this that they're even arresting? Smoking cigars. Anthony Tone. Oh, so this is another one of those, like, we find out when they die, when we meet them.
They got
this guy's just standing here, and that's it. That's the minute. Who are these people?
I don't know who these people are.
Whatever. This set is beautiful, though. They're in some sort of, like, Italian countryside or something?
Not even. This is like truly to me, this is like what a treat, what a dream. This is like an old people retirement home in South Florida, and they're all just like drinking beers in the middle of the day by a crummy pool playing poker.
So what did we see? We saw the guy who I thought was Jason Schwartzman. He was getting his car shot up. Why was he getting his car shot up? All I remember is that Hoffa got arrested for jury tampering. Oh, jury tampering.
Uh-huh.
And so I think he's in jail right now.
I believe you.
You do believe me?
I believe you. Sure.
Thanks. I appreciate that. God damn. I mean, yeah. See, this is a horrible way to watch a movie. Anyway.
This movie really is, and I apologize in advance for the slander, but this movie is really just a movie from an old person about old people
yeah.
for old people.
Like, here's kind of a nice thing, actually. If I could do what my therapist used to tell me and do a little reframing. I've been feeling recently a little washed, a little old. I will be 35 in May. And I just, you know, I'm starting to feel a little disconnected from the youth, from the my finger on the pulse. And watching this movie...
doesn't help.
No. Quite the opposite. It's making me feel like, oh, I don't know shit about recent history, and that's because I am only 34 years old. Like, of course I wouldn't know any of the context of what is happening here, because I wasn't alive then. This was decades before I was born, so who cares? You know? It makes me feel not old.
You feel vital watching a movie about gangsters like from the 60s?
You know what? In a weird way, this is maybe the most vital I've ever felt watching this movie and doing this podcast, because I'm realizing that I'm not old.
Great.
This is pretty good. I'm realizing I have my whole life ahead of me, and most of it is going to be spent watching this fucking movie. I think that's a pretty good place to wrap up today.
Yeah.
Today's Min. Will I see you tomorrow? I have a good present for you.
All right.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye.